exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Every afternoon we explain something that's going on in our world well. And today we're talking about the fact that Eskom seem to have got an exemption from reporting any irregular expenditure.
So yes and no. Let's start there. So it's not that they don't need to report it at all. And what I will say is that this story is, it's a financial story. It's very complex, even as far as financial stories go. But let's see if we can break it down. So the exemption that's been granted to them essentially allows for a separation in the reporting on irregular and fruitless expenditure, and that it only needs to be in their annual report. It doesn't need to be in their annual financial statements.
Why?
We went straight there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to understand, right? Because if you need a pen for your company and a pen costs R3, and then you've got a tender to sell, I mean, to buy pens for R25 each, then that R22 difference is irregular and fruitless expenditure. Mm. You should report it and go, hey guys, we have a problem here. We've wasted R1 billion on pens. But now we don't have to say so.
And if it's going to be in the report, but not in the financial statements,
yes,
it's then in the public domain anyway.
Yes. And so Treasury has been very adamant that they still need to account for this. They still need to be transparent on this, but not in the financial statements. And what I will say, it turns out this is not a first. This happened with Transnet last year. The only thing is we didn't realize.
And we know how well that's going for them.
So we got Davi Ruit to explain this to us in terms of why? Because while everyone has been very upset about it, a number of organizations are seeking legal guidance on whether this can be contested, whether they, you know, can have this set aside. There is actual method in the madness.
Yeah, because it, and I'm curious to hear this, because it feels very much like Eskom are being given a writ to not report bad things.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
So it's not that. It allows them to report their financial statements on time.
It has to do with resources, and also not only resources, but the way that things like, for example, waste full expenditure is managed over time. Well, first of all, you have to report that, and that in itself can be quite an exercise, which costs a lot of money. But additionally to that, you not only have to report on that, you have to, in following up years, you have to report back on what you've done about that. And that also can cost a lot of resources in order to do that.
Okay.
Does that help?
Well, it gives them more time to say this is what has happened.
Yeah, so essentially each year, as they need to produce their financial statements, which is what they're going to be audited on, which is what their loan guarantees are going to depend on if you get a bad audit outcome. But as they need to produce these financial statements, they need to say whether, firstly, there was irregular expenditure, how much it was, and what is the plan to address that. It takes time to go through that entire due diligence process. If you separate that from the financial reports, because also you need to then say, what have I done about the irregular expenditure that was reported on last year?
Yeah.
That also takes more time. All of that leads to a delay in your financial statements, and you're not going to get any clean audit reports based on that.
I want to know why a company that has been struggling financially for decades is having irregular expenditure in the first place. Gebruik die geld vir waarvoor dit is, vir waarvoor dit voorsien was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that's such a difficult concept to grasp.
Ja, en ek dink dis 'n baie geldige punt. Ons weet dat 'n klomp van ons staatsdepartemente en staatsentiteite, hierdie is hulle grootste uitdaging met onregmatige besteding en geldvermorsing.
Ja.
So dit moet beslis aangespreek word, maar die proses word verander.
Ja, I can totally see how, you know, if you can't do this on time, now you get a qualified audit. If you get a qualified audit, now your next loan is going to cost more, or your interest rate is going to go up or something like that, and you want to make sure that's low, so you're using all this financial wizardry and these accounting tricks to make sure it's okay. And I understand getting them more time, but Roz's point is right in the first place. We just want the place to work, please.
Well, I mean, that's the thing for me, like, you know, to give you an example about the pen, instead of finding out what happened for us to spend R22 on the pen last year, and what we're gonna, how about just buying pens for R3 next time?
Yeah, I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that is the point. Okay, so this is to allow them to do things on time.
Essentially, to get their financial statements out on time and give them time to address the issues linked to irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure.
Okay. Well, if they can get their financial statements out on time with the promptness that they turn your lights off every day.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.